Welcome to True Girl, a podcast for girls and their moms. Together, we'll explore God's truth for us, one drive at a time. Buckle up. You're about to grow closer to each other and closer to Jesus. Have you ever gotten upset with your sister for talking when you're trying to sleep? Or complain because your family vacation seems so far away? If so, you're going to want to keep listening. In the past few weeks, Dana Gresh and Stacey Rudolph have talked about love, joy, and peace. If you didn't guess it already, today is patience. Let's listen to Season 15, Episode 5, called Slow Cooked Patience.
That's good.
There you are, girl, licking your fingers again. Okay, Stacey, I think I beat that batter enough. Do you?
Yep, looks nice and smooth to me. Now we fold the whipped cream into it, right?
Mm-hmm. Gentle, gentle there. You don't want to beat the air out of it.
Oh, right. There.
Here's the pie crust. Just go ahead, pour that in.
Looks so good.
It does. All right. Let's get that into the freezer.
Hey, Dana, how are we supposed to put a pie in here? There isn't even room for a popsicle.
Yeah, I know. There's a lot of stuff. Let's see. We can move this broccoli down here. Smoosh the pecans up into there. Okay, now you can put the pie on top of the ice cream.
Thanks. I was getting a little nervous that we would have to eat a runny orange icebox pie.
Oh, yeah, don't worry. If we really couldn't fit it in there, we could have put it in the garage freezer. But while that cools, let's get to our next fruit of the Spirit.
Which one is today?
Well, Galatians 5:22 says, "But the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives, love, joy, peace, patience."
Oh, yeah, that's right. And I could use some help with that one. It's so easy to get frustrated when things don't happen when you want them to or the way you want them to.
Yep, which is a lot of the time in my life, girl.
Me too. And it seems like people are always saying, be patient.
That's for sure. You know, since we don't have anything in the oven today, why don't we go visit the horses while we talk about patience? It's not too cold out, but we might want to bundle up a little bit.
That'd be great. Let me grab my jacket. Ooh. It may not be super cold, but it sure is windy enough.
Well, it is windy, but not in the barn, thankfully. Let's go. Hey there, Trig, my sweet cuddler, and my beautiful boy, Truett. I know. Here's your treat. All right, Stacy, let's sit on these buckets.
You're right. It is way warmer in here with the horses.
Yeah. Okay, welcome to my barn, true girl. Now, Stacy, maybe we should explain our definition of patience.
Good idea. Can I try?
Sure.
Well, actually, I got some help from the Dictionary of Bible Themes. It says that patience in the Bible means the quality of self-control which shows itself in a willingness to wait upon God and His will. Believers are called upon to be patient in their expectations of God's actions and in their relationships with one another.
Wow, Stacy, that was a lot of words. So let me unpack it a little bit. Maybe an easier way to say it might be, self-control means being able to wait and trust God and His plans. And Christians are able to be patient as they look forward to what God will do and to be kind and understanding with each other as they wait.
That was easier.
Well, based on that definition, what are some examples of patience that you can think of?
The first part is being willing to wait on God and what He wants. So maybe that could look like not complaining when you're stuck in traffic on the way to a birthday party you were really excited about.
Yep, that's putting it onto the hot pavement of life for sure. What about this one, Stacy? You're waiting for your mom or dad to stop talking at church so you can go home and eat.
Yes, extra hard if my mom made her famous tuna salad sandwich for lunch.
Oh.
Or how about you're trying to teach your baby brother his times tables? And, well, let's just say when it comes to math, he really struggles. But also, it's hard to miss the fact that he's not applying himself, not even one little bit. So frustrating. Am I right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, me and math, I'm still waiting for God to help me figure some of it out, so much patience required. Well, these might not seem like important things, but waiting on God is always important. And when you have to wait, usually it's because God has a better plan for you or wants to teach you something, even if you don't still know what it is.
What does waiting for God's plan have to do with patience with each other?
Well, first, I think we should back up a little bit, because did you notice we skipped something?
Oh, yeah. We skipped the part where we talk about God's patience.
Mm-hmm.
The fruit of the Spirit in our lives is always a result of the character of God. It starts with Him. He does have patience, right?
He sure does. Let's go ahead and look at a few verses. I brought my Bible out.
Great.
First is Exodus chapter 34. That's where God is giving Moses the Ten Commandments for the second time.
Wait, what? He gave them twice?
Yep. Remember, because the first time when Moses came down the mountain, all the Israelites were worshiping a golden calf they'd made. And Moses was so mad, he broke the stone tablets, just threw them down. He was thinking, how could God's people worship an idol while I was up there on the mountain getting instructions for them?
Oh, that's right. I guess I forgot about that.
Yeah, so that's in Exodus chapter 34. And anyway, later God told Moses to go back up Mount Sinai, and he wrote down the Ten Commandments again. But before God did that, he said something really neat.
What's that?
Well, in verse 6 we read it. The Lord passed in front of Moses, calling out, Yahweh, the Lord, the God of compassion and mercy. I am slow to anger and filled with unfailing love and faithfulness.
Ah, amazing. So in other words, God was saying, I'm patient. I never knew that verse about God being slow to anger was right there in that story about the Ten Commandments. So cool. God's like, okay, I'm going to do this again because I'm patience personified.
Yes, exactly. Now let's be clear about this. God hates sin. Mm-hmm. And when the Israelites worshiped that golden calf, it was idol worship. That was actually one of the commandments he was writing down. Worship only God. Don't make or worship idols. That's basically commandment number 2.
Oops.
Big oops.
I can see why you pulled this story out to demonstrate God's patience. When the Israelites totally turned against him and worshiped something else, God could have wiped them out completely.
He could have.
But he didn't.
Right, he didn't. God was patient. He wanted to give them another chance to follow him.
Wow. Oh, it's okay, Trig. I said, wow, not whoa.
You know, Stacy, God does the same thing with us. He's patient with us. Can you read Romans chapter 2, verse 4?
Of course. It says, don't you see how wonderfully kind, tolerant, and patient God is with you? Does this mean nothing to you? Can't you see that his kindness is intended to turn you from your sin?
Thank you. We all sin, and God sure could get impatient with us and just give up. That would be so bad for us, because the cost of our sin, according to the Bible, is death.
Yep. You said that the other day when we were baking.
Well, I guess I did. But here's the good news. God doesn't give up. He's patient with us. He wants to bring us to know him. So he allows us to go our own way so that we see how much we need him. I mean, just think of all the years and years that some people rebel against God, and then they come to know him later in their lives. As long as someone's alive, it's never too late, because God is patient.
That's pretty amazing.
I'll say.
And just like with love, joy, and peace, because God is patient with us, we need to be patient with others. Mm-hmm. Like our brother when he doesn't want to do his math.
Exactly. The Apostle Paul has something to say about that too. In Ephesians chapter 4, he said, therefore I, a prisoner for serving the Lord, beg you to lead a life worthy of your calling, for you have been called by God. Always be humble and gentle. Be patient with each other, making allowance for each other's faults because of your love. So in other words, we need to live according to who we are because of Jesus Christ. And that means being humble. gentle and patient.
So when your brother terrifies you because he keeps jumping out at you for the 10th time, living like a child of God means not getting mad at him.
Yeah, and maybe even laughing at his teasing if it's appropriate. Mm-hmm. Or if you're trying to teach your little sister how to tie her shoes, patience means not getting frustrated with her after she messes up 3 times in a row. Instead of saying, "I give up, you'll never learn," you can say something like, "That's okay. It's tricky, isn't it? Can you try again? I'm going to help you this time."
It seems like it really is hardest to be patient with your brothers and sisters.
Oh, yes, exactly. Because you're around them so much and you know them so well. But imagine, if you can be patient with them, you can be patient with anybody. They're good people to practice on.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, I have another one. How about when your parents say you can go swimming later? It's so easy to ask every few minutes, "Can we go swimming now? When are we going swimming? I want to go right now."
I would say that's not patience, for sure.
Nope. But instead, you can trust that your parents will take you swimming since they said they would. And you can wait patiently without nagging them about it.
You know what I think, Stacy? I think parents would appreciate that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And it's good practice for when God asks you to wait on even bigger things. But remember, true patience is more than just being patient on the outside. Anyone can learn to do that. In fact, it's a necessary part of life. But the patience that the Holy Spirit gives you is patience in your heart. I mean, anybody can act patient while they're still whining and complaining on the inside. But as God changes you to make you more like Him, He makes it so that you're content in your heart to wait for your parents or for God.
Yep, I know exactly what you mean. One time, my friend asked me to help her move from one apartment to another, and it happened to be my day off. I just wanted to sit down and rest and lay around, but instead, I helped her, and on the inside, I was pretty grumpy about it, even though she couldn't tell on the outside.
Ooh, yep. Thank you for sharing that. I think we've all been there. Was there ever a time that you started out impatient, but then God helped you to be really patient, both on the outside and the inside?
Yep. Not too long ago, actually, I was home. I was visiting my family, and I was helping my nephew learn to tie his shoes. Mm-hmm. And he was just taking so long, and we really needed to go, but he wanted to practice, and I was rushing. And then it's like the Holy Spirit just told me, "Hey, chill out. You'll get there when you get there. This is important." So I had to slow down.
Yep, you got to slow down. Sometimes you've got to say, "Lord, help me be patient," so that you don't just do it on the outside, but also on the inside. Wow.
Absolutely. Hey, well, speaking of patience, I've been waiting to eat that orange cream pie. Dana, don't you think that pie should be set enough now? I can't wait to put the whipped cream and pretty orange slices on top.
I don't think it's going to be ready yet, but let's go check. I'm thinking it might require more patience.
Oh boy. See you later, Trig and True.
Next time your siblings annoy you, how are you going to respond? With patience? I hope so, but it's important to ask God to help you with that, because you can't do it on your own. Well, I hope you'll ask your mom to go to our website, reviveourhearts.com, and find the recipe for today's dessert. It's orange cream pie. Doesn't that sound yummy? I hope you and your mom can make it together. Then, when the rest of your family asks why you made it, you can tell them about patience. Again, go to reviveourhearts.com and look for the episode of the True Girl podcast that's called Slow Cooked Patience. Up next week, kindness. You'll see how learning to be kind can change the way you see others, and even yourself, while making the world a little sweeter, one act at a time. So come back to hear what the Bible says about that. The True Girl Podcast is produced by Revive Our Hearts, calling women of all ages to freedom, fullness, and fruitfulness in Christ.